Hey Krishna. So Krishna is helping us to understand from different angles that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Obviously, no, he's trying to convince Arjun, but then it's for convincing all of us. So Krishna is doing the same thing, that is trying to give different angles to the same concept of body and soul from verse number 11 till verse number 30. Today we will see verse number 21. So let's see, what do we learn from this verse today? It goes like this. Veda vinashinam nityam yaenam ajam avyayam katham sa purusha partha kam ghatayati hantikam. So here Krishna is saying, O Partha. Hope we remember, whenever this word Partha comes, Krishna is reminding Arjun, O Partha, oh, you forgot? You come in the dynasty of great Kshatriyas, and your mother Pritha, she is in the dynasty of great Kshatriyas. Your father is in the dynasty of great Kshatriyas. You are a great Kshatriya. So again and again, when he uses this word Partha or Bharata, we need to understand that he's reminding Arjun that you are a Kshatriya, you have to fight. So here he's saying, O Partha, katham sa purushah? How can a person, okay, what? How can a person, what? Veda ya enam. How can a person who knows the soul, enam, the soul, to be avinashinam, that is indestructible. Second, nityam, eternal. Third, ajam. Hope you remember, ajo nityam shashvatoyam purano from previous verse. That is unborn. And avyayam, that is unchangeable or immutable. So these four qualities he's mentioning, and he's saying that how can such a person who knows the soul to have these four qualities kamhanti, kill someone, or kam ghatayati, or cause someone else to kill? So this is a very nice and interesting shloka, to explore. See, one important point that Prabhupada is impressing all of us is, who is a person who is in knowledge? What are his symptoms? That's what is mentioned here very nicely. A person who is situated in complete knowledge knows how and where to apply a thing for its proper utility. So there are various things around. Creation of the Lord is unique and has got lots and lots of varieties. Only a person who is in knowledge will be able to understand its proper utility. Many times people say, oh, Bhagavad Gita, it encourages violence. Sometimes people say that we shouldn't keep Bhagavad Gita at home. Lots of fight will happen at home. As if there is no Bhagavad Gita, no fights will happen. So the point that we need to understand is that, okay, non-violence is good. Who says no? But then violence also has a proper utility. Only a person in knowledge will know its proper utility. This is a very important point. And let's see the proper utility of violence today. Let's try to understand this. Because all those who have this misconception that Bhagavad Gita encourages violence will be removed today. Let's see one by one. So now the question is that, is this violence good? Okay, sometimes violence is needed. So is it good? Well, let's try to understand this. Now, when a person who is a murderer, now he's given death sentence by the judge. So what will we tell the judge? Oh, okay, you're committing violence. That's not correct. So what is the judge doing? A very nice line. The judge is just following or giving the judgment according to the course of justice. So this course of justice is a very important phrase here. So according to the course of justice, he's doing that. Now, one nice point which is given in Manu Samhita that is mentioned here. So when this person is given death sentence, so is there any benefit to the person? This is a very important question that we're going to answer today. So here the answer is given very, very clearly. Punishment of hanging a murderer is actually beneficial. Oh, I read it again. Punishment of hanging a murderer is actually beneficial. Why? So when we understand that when a person has committed some crime, it means he has done a great sinful act. So he has got a lot of sins in his so-called bank, sinful bank. Lots of sins are there. And for these sins, he has to suffer hellish conditions. So when a king or the government, according to the proper codes of justice, gives death sentence, hanging a person, death sentence, what happens is that person, he gets rid of all the sins that he has committed, especially in that particular crime. So in the next life, he need not suffer for the same. So this death sentence is extremely important for such sinful people. And that's what Manu Samhita is saying. Let me read out as it is. In Manu Samhita, the logbook for mankind, it is supported that a murderer should be condemned to death so that in his next life, he will not have to suffer for the great sin he has committed. So I hope this point is very clear. And a nice analogy is given to understand this. A surgeon holds a knife in the hand, externally seeming. Just imagine, someone clicks the photo of the operation theater and posts it somewhere who does not know about the operation theater. So such a lame person, such a dumb person might say that, violence is happening here. But then we know very clearly that it's not violence. That person who is called as a surgeon is actually saving the life of the person lying on the bed there in the operation theater. It's very clear. Similarly, externally it might seem that, king, the judge is giving death sentence, but it's actually beneficial for that particular criminal. Now we have to understand very clearly. When Krishna is telling, or when Krishna is encouraging violence or ordering violence, this is supreme justice, because Krishna knows very well what is beneficial and what is not. See, we cannot ever blame Krishna saying he is doing partiality. Krishna is equal to everyone. He always thinks of the benefit of everyone. So here, when he is asking Arjuna, kill the other side, because they are adharmic. If you don't kill them, they have to suffer. They have to suffer a lot in the next life. Better you kill them, punish them, so that they will not suffer in the next life. And they will get rid of all the sins of adharmic activities. Just imagine how amazing and how magnanimous our sweet Lord Krishna is. Now, few more points that we can discuss before we pause for this discussion is, when it comes to Arjuna, he is not in proper knowledge. This is what we understand. So Krishna is giving the knowledge. So what is the takeaway for all of us? There are various things in this world. We might not understand its proper utility, and we might just tag it saying, this is of no use. But then everything in this world is the creation of the perfect personality called Krishna. And his creation is perfect, and every single thing that he has created has a proper utility. Only when we come to a perfect knowledge or platform of knowledge, we will be able to understand the proper utility of each and everything that is created by the Lord. So never ever, we should say that, this is just a waste. This is not good. That is not good. Everything has its proper utility. Now, after listening to all this, Arjuna is listening. Still the discussion is going, and Krishna is saying, again, we go back to the same line. Kam hanti, kam ghatayati. So Krishna might say that, how do I cause anyone to kill someone? Now Krishna is playing safe. How do I cause anyone to kill someone? And then he's looking at Arjun and he's saying that, and whom do you kill? And how do you kill? Because everyone there is spirit soul, and spirit cannot be killed by matter. All the weapons that you have is just matter. We'll see this shloka exclusively. You know, this will come in some future verses. We'll see that. So Arjuna might be just thinking, he might be perplexed with this question. No, because Krishna is encouraging him to kill, but Krishna is saying that, how do I cause anyone to kill? And whom are you killing and how will you kill? So Arjuna might be making face, saying, okay, I agree that soul does not die. But then, oh Krishna, I have a very, very important question. See, now when we kill Bhishma and others, obviously their soul, okay. But then, why to deprive them from the happiness derived from the present bodies? Why? So this particular logic of Arjuna is faulty, and Krishna is going to prove it faulty in the next verse. So let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.